saw this story and I said, you know who this reminds me of? Producer Porkchop. 833-563-2539. That's 833-563-2539. The question I ask you, and I hope you're able to share, is what's the brokest you've ever been? I want to know, like, how broke were you? Like, what'd you have to do to make it to payday? Now, this seems to be a constant story and theme with Porkchop, our producer here on the show. Do you have a story, Porkchop? Because I'll get into some of the examples I found in here. It was on Twitter, the brokest you've ever been. But you've been pretty broke. I mean, you are pretty broke at times.
Yeah, I remember being in college, and my friend would drive us both to school, and for like a week, there is this bag of potato chips like on the floor of his car, like the floorboard of his car.
I don't like where this is going.
It's just something I had noticed. But anyways, so one day he was driving me in and I actually had not eaten in 24 hours, not by choice, just because I didn't have money for food. And I said to him, I was like, bro, could I eat those chips? He's like, I mean, they've been there for like a week. I'm like, I mean, that's fine. It's just I haven't eaten in 24 hours. And he's like, oh my gosh, yeah, dude, go ahead and eat them. So there's that. I can remember I got out of work one day and I had taken the train into work. This was in New York City. And I was just out of money and I didn't have money to get home. So I was asking people like on the platform for quarters so I could like take the train. And it's weird. Like, I don't know. I don't want to stereotype, but I mean, I didn't have, like, nice clothes, but I guess I didn't look homeless.
Like, okay.
You know, I took
They're
care
like,
of myself.
Why is this guy asking for money? He doesn't need it.
Exactly. But, no, I definitely needed it. Like, I had no money. I was stuck in the train station. So there's that.
Wow.
Oh, and then one time I had to get gas, and I used two different debit or credit cards, and I still didn't even get a gallon of gas.
Wait, explain that again. What happened?
I had two credit cards, and they were both, like, 75 cents away from being maxed out.
Okay.
So I got 75 cents of gas on one credit card, 75 cents on the other, and that wasn't even enough for a gallon.
Dang, dude, that's pretty insane. 833-563-2539. Can you call in and share with us the brokest you've ever been? I remember when I first started in radio. Like, I'm thankful for the job now and I'm able to pay my bills, but when I first started out, you don't make squat, and sometimes you are working two jobs. And I remember I was also cheap. I've always been cheap, so cheap and broke go together. And I was like, you know what? I could save money if I don't buy toilet paper. And I wasn't gonna steal it from work because I didn't want to get fired. I did do that a few times and I didn't get caught, but I knew my time would come up. I'd run out of it. So every time I'd usually go to Jimmy John's right across the street, and I'd always get lunch there. I'd get like a number 9 Italian nightclub. I was like, you know, they got all these napkins. So I take like a giant finger fistful of them, and I'd stuff the Jimmy John's napkins inside of my bag, and I'd take them home. They didn't say anything. And eventually, if you take enough extra, you don't use them all. I ended up having like Jimmy John's toilet paper. So that apartment complex I lived at, I'm sorry if I jacked up your flushing ability. I'm sure they're like, geez, there's a whole roll of Jimmy John's in here.
They probably had to like replace their septic tank for like $50,000.
Yeah, they're going to regret letting me live there. 833-563-2539. That is just one of the examples of being, you know, pretty broke that you have to do stuff. What about you, Jules? Do you have any stories like that?
When I first started working here, I was in college, and that I went to Ball State, which is an hour away. That's when gas was like $4.25 a gallon.
Oh yeah,
and
really
I was losing money coming to work, and I had to call my parents and beg them for money so I could eat food, buy groceries, and live.
Oh, gosh. I'm looking at a tweet right here. This one person said, when I was a waitress, I would sometimes enter orders in wrong on purpose so when food got sent back, I could eat it.
That is genius.
Porkchop, you work at a fancy steakhouse now. Have you ever thought about doing that?
This just doesn't get by anymore, though. Even when I worked at Applebee's for years, like, unfortunately, if there's an error, you have to throw it away.
Really?
What?
And that's why.
That's
because
a waste.
Of this. Well, it's because of this reason. Servers would be like, oops, I rang it in wrong. I guess I'll eat it. And it's like, you know, no, it doesn't work like that. Listen, so now you have to throw it away.
Listen to this tweet. Me and my roommates pooled all of our money together to buy a double stack cheeseburger from Wendy's. They were only 99 cents, and we had to like put all of our stuff together.
Oh,
and
no.
Then cut it with a knife into quarters.
Oh, my God. That is absolutely insane. Those are the kind of stories that we're looking for, the examples. If you've got anything, 833-563-2539. Let us know, what's the brokest that you've ever been?